Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, well, what a great way that would be to start the week. I've actually had one of those. Have you ever tried to deal with a cable company? And I'm one of those people that I actually have, I guess technically I have three cable companies. Because I have one that the building provides, I have one that I need, and then I have one for my broadcasts. So that's three, technically, and they're all three different cable companies, which shouldn't be that, you know, feasible, but it is. And sort of trying to get in touch with them. Actually, one of the people told me that they apparently have an outlet store or something. I mean, I don't know exactly what it is, because I actually haven't been to it. He said it's the only place that he knows that has armed guards. Because people, I said, no, actually, I've run into armed guards, believe it or not, at McDonald's. There are armed guards a lot of places that we don't know about, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little alarming. I mean, maybe it's more than a little alarming. I mean, I'm sort of aware of the armed guards, like at Penn Station and Grand Central, because they're, you know, in combat uniforms, and they have dogs, and they have, like, AK-47s or Uzis or whatever the appropriate weapon is. But they're marching around, and they're there. And, you know, I think that's much more of a deterrent than having sort of an undercover guy that, you know, can whip out his whatever. Hopefully it's a gun.
Right.
But but apparently at cable places, they have people that get so irate. This was sort of an interesting experience because I finally decided I was tired of being on hold. You know, we're sorry for the inconvenience. We've already gone through that enough. So, you know, in like 45 minutes, and like I can put my phone on speaker and kind of wander around and do some other things, but it's really irritating still. So today I decided to take a different path because they almost always say, you know, there's a longer than usual wait. I swear if you called on New Year's Eve at, you know, 4 minutes of midnight, who in heaven's name is going to be calling their cable company at that time? They will say it's a longer than usual wait, right?
I mean, yeah.
All right. So I finally decided they almost always put a website, you know, and so I decided to use the website. I would not view myself as a stupid person, and I would not view myself as computer illiterate. And it probably took me 10 minutes of kind of navigating to figure out how to get actually in touch with them. They have, like, frequently asked questions, and they have you can buy this, and they have the newest devices. But actually getting in touch with them took me, as I said, probably close to 12, 13 minutes. But I finally did. And then they say things like, all I wanted to do was send an email. And they said, there's no ability to do that. They said, contact us. So I got that. And again, it was not obvious. I know in most places, if you go to the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage, they can do contact. Not these guys. Not these dudes. So I finally, and they said, you can speak with someone. And then it says, you were 10th in line. But I will tell you the rest of the story in a minute because Eric called, and I don't want to make Eric feel that I've, you know, sorry for the inconvenience of keeping him on hold while I finish my story. I will finish my story, but Eric gets to go first. 855, because I keep promising if you call at the beginning of an hour that I will put you on with the shortest possible wait as opposed to the cable companies. 855-993-7569. Eric, you're on the air. How am I to help you?
Hi, Joy. What service today?
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
Yeah, well, first I just wanted to tell you that I listen to your show on weekends driving home late at night, and it really gets me home, and I love listening to it.
Oh, good. Keeps you awake, huh? I think half the world I keep awake, the other half I put to sleep. What can I tell you? Why ever people listen is okay with me. You guys can choose. Motive is up to you.
And I love the fact that you're not a dramatic type radio therapist.
Dramatic. I don't yell.
Yeah, those types. After I found your show, I'm like, oh, this is so much better. I probably sound nervous, but I just wanted to say, you know, when I listen to you talk about the vaccine and autism debate the other day, I just thought it would be a good idea to mention to folks out there that after that whole vaccine, well, first of all, I have a 14-year-old with moderate autism, and I sort of fell for that whole vaccine debate and, you know, spent a lot of time and calling doctors and stuff like that, and I just thought it would be a good idea to mention to people out there that applied behavior analysis is really the most proven effective therapy.
Be specific with people, so because I probably know more or less what that means, but explain to people in your daughter's particular case what it means.
Well, my son... Sure. I'm sure you know what applied behavior analysis is. It's the use of reinforcement based on B.F. Skinner's principles.
Yeah. We used to call it M&M therapy, but it's because...
Well, that's kind of the old dogma, and in the 70s there was, you know, use of some pretty not-so-good aversive therapies, and it's all changed. It's been revamped, and my son...
Well, but the M&M was really much later than that. It was well into the 80s. The Skinnerian approach was really the breakthrough, but you're right, some of it was a little draconian. I mean, to the extent that Skinner actually kept his kid in a Skinner box, but that's a different story. He was right, you just didn't want to be his kid. But the M&M issue was that kids would get a reward, and quite often, just because they're colorful and delicious, M&Ms were part of it. So there was no aversive part to it, it was only reward.
Right, and then in the late 70s, a doctor named Lovaas started using aversive therapy and along with positive reinforcement therapy, and kind of got a bad reputation. But since then, that was, 30-some years ago, it's all positive reinforcement,
yeah.
And they really do a great job. And, you know, I saw my son learn things in a week that, you know, unfortunately, some kids might never learn. So I just wanted to bring that up for people who maybe hear that it's not the vaccines and they don't know what else to do.
Well, I think let's divide your comments into three different categories. One is cause and effect. And again, I think you're absolutely right that there was, you know, when you got a problem, and especially something that gets as close to the bone as our children. That, you know, one of my sort of thoughts is that if you got 100 people in a room and asked them what they were most embarrassed about, what they were most uncomfortable about, they'd all say sex. But it's not true. It's parenting. Because sex is something we do with a limited number of people, you know, not terribly often, relatively in the dark and relatively quietly, as opposed to our kids, which are right out there in public, and we feel responsible for, and we feel guilty about, and there's almost nobody who didn't do something either just before they conceived or during the pregnancy that at some point somebody says, aha, this causes problems. So, or, you know, after the child is born, or raising our voice or not lowering our voice. So it's just, parenting is probably a synonym for guilt. And so then when something isn't perfect in your child, then the guilt becomes, and one of the ways that we deal with guilt is to try and look for something or someone to blame. And sometimes that happens within the marital unit, which is disastrous, but sometimes, and because it is so disastrous, we sort of look outside for it, and sometimes there just isn't an obvious reason, an obvious scapegoat. But if there's something that seems not terribly personal, that makes us not responsible, that we can point to somebody else, that can sometimes feel comforting, whether it has any reality or not. Now, one of the issues is, once something exists, causality isn't very important. Let me put you on hold and talk a little bit more about this, if it's okay with you. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what Eric has done today. And Eric has called actually to share some information with me, but more importantly, with y'all, which is Eric has a son who has some degree of autism, and his whole issue about vaccinations and whether they were causing autism was as I think, Eric, tell me if I'm misquoting, if I'm misstating you, was kind of a distraction and a detour from really getting his son some useful kind of treatment. as opposed to assigning blame, which unfortunately, I mean, even if it was true, which it has been disproved, that vaccinations cause autism, that even if it were true, it still doesn't say, what do we do with it now? That you can't unvaccinate a kid. But so that's number one, is that causality is not correlation, number one. And number two, it becomes irrelevant unless it's an ongoing issue. And obviously, if a vaccination causes autism, the autism is there, you can't unvaccinate the kid, then to a certain extent, all you want to do is, I suppose, warn other people, but there's nothing that you can do about your own child. The fact that it is not accurate, I think, is helpful, and probably much more helpful, which is number two, for people to hear from you than it is from me, because you've been there, suffered it, looked into it, and found an alternative. Number three is, what, in fact, can we do? If sounding an alarm was the appropriate thing to do, which it clearly is not, for other people, it's an act of altruism at that moment. It has really very little to do with helping your son. And saying, you know, there is going to be more and more effective ways of dealing with this kind of global term that can range greatly from child to child and situation to situation. But there has been a lot of work, a lot of studies, a lot of progress made in dealing with that. But if you're going to spend a lot of time looking for someone to blame, you're very likely going to distract yourself from finding somebody to help your kid, which you've done. And sort of just, I guess, number four is sort of calling me and saying, look, folks, been there, done it, you know, dealing with it. Listen, so I appreciate it greatly, and I'm delighted that you've been able to find someone to help your son. And I think you're right. Quite often, it's kind of like a lot of things in this life. There's no progress, and then all of a sudden, woo! And it's
That's true. Like
a door opens or a light shines, and I think that's true. If you think about it, I would refer to that as the Delta X school of life. If you've ever taken a class in algebra, understanding Delta X is just completely foreign until you get it. Here's a better example. The clutch in a car. Does anybody drive stick shifts anymore? I do. Anyway, understanding how to coordinate the gas and the clutch and the brake, it's just undoable for a while, and then all of a sudden you get it, and then you've got it forever. And I think that almost all learning curves are like that, that you don't get it, you don't get it, you don't get it, and then you get it. And whatever else autism is or isn't, there's a learning curve there. And when that light shines, it's like a miracle.
And you really have to filter out. There's a lot of snake oil out there, and people really setting their sights on making money off the disability. And you really have to look for clinical studies on what is effective and what isn't.
Absolutely.
I had a hypnotist try and sell me sessions.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's, you know, I used to do a part of the program more than I do now, just because I don't know if we're just, there are fewer studies, but there would be these bogus scientific studies out. And I would literally rip the paper on the air of saying, look, folks, you have to read beyond the headline. You have to read what the headline says as opposed to what the science says. And there's a lot of non-science. In fact, one of the interviews we're going to put on It's Broken, Let's Fix It in the next couple of weeks, I think it's scheduled for next month, is something called Merchants of Doubt, which is this whole phenomenon that I suppose I should have been more aware of and just wasn't, that companies actually hire people with bogus credentials, if credentials at all, and get them seen on television, and once they're seen, then they can sort of tout them as experts. And these people are lobbyists. They have no scientific background whatsoever. And one of them, for example, was talking about, I think was actually talking about autism, and before he was talking about autism, he was talking about the fact that tobacco doesn't cause cancer. He was a lobbyist for tobacco. So he had absolutely no credentials at all. And and yet he kept being touted as an expert. So we're going to do that as well, because that's, you know, what I'm saying is, don't go into life doubting everybody, but go in with saying, okay, show me how you prove this, what the science is behind it, what the research is. Don't just expect me to take your word for it. And I think, especially with the internet, especially with that, as sophisticated as I think we've become as a society, ask to see the data. And if they can't show you the data, then, you know, it doesn't mean you disbelieve it, but it certainly doesn't mean you accept it, because you have to ask people who they're working for, what their agenda is, and exactly as you say. But I'm delighted. I was also reading something over the weekend about dyslexia, which is not obviously not the same, although there certainly can be an overlap, and saying that this guy was using this particular technique of, he would take sand or salt or sugar, anything that's grainy, and he would put it like on the table, and he would draw out letters, and then he would have the child draw out letters in the sand, so he felt there was a texture to it, and then he would draw the letters in, or he would cut them out of sandpaper, so the child had that second reinforcement of drawing them first into something that was tactile, and
that's
then feeling
smart.
It. Yeah, isn't that cool?
Well, and especially along with this topic, because so many of these kids are so sensory needy.
Yeah.
You see it all the time.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, so I guess your point and my point, which dovetail nicely, is ask the questions. Don't accept it because someone says it, because you don't know what their motives are. You don't know who they're working for. Ask to see. Ask those questions. Ask to see the data. And sort of be open to, because there is so much research going on, and there are so many people who legitimately want answers, and if not cures, at least improvements and lifestyle changes and enhancements. And so there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of well-meaning, creative, wonderful, smart people, and then there's some bad guys, and you have to be, and you can't always differentiate. You know, you can smile and be the snake underneath it. So, so just be aware. And Eric, again, I thank you greatly, because it has so much more weight coming from you as a dad who's there in the, you know, in the trenches than me. So thank you very
thank
much
you,
for your
thanks
call.
Thanks for getting me home late at night.
My pleasure. I'll keep up. I'll keep you awake, I promise.
Okay.
Thanks, Eric. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. And as Eric has figured out, calling early in the program, well, calling any time except the last 5 minutes is a great idea. Right? All right, so I was telling you, hopefully you were just spellbound by my story of trying to get in touch with a cable company and deciding I wasn't going to go down there in person. I don't actually even know where it is. And sort of being faced with an armed guard doesn't really appeal to me a whole lot. I don't know. Just call me silly. And being put on hold for 45 minutes at the beginning of a week. I mean, it's one thing at the end of a week, but the beginning of a week just seemed a bit much. So I decided to utilize the thing that says, go to our website. So I did. And as I said, it took me a while to figure out to contact us. They have, it's very clear how to buy stuff. It's very clear how to pay your bill online. It's very clear how to do all sorts of things, but not contact us. So, but I was relentless. I figured sooner or later there's got to be something. And they have frequently asked questions. Mine isn't a frequently asked question. Mine is, I was overcharged on something. So it finally gets to a thing that says, would you like to talk with a customer rep? Except that's not what they're called. And what I really wanted to do was just send them an email, because it's very straightforward, very simple. But that's not one of your options, or at least not one of their options. So I said, sure. And so a little sign pops up that says, you're 10th in line. They go, well, you know, I can just do some. Yeah, exactly. This is, I mean, is it any better to be held, to be on hold on your computer than it is on your phone? So that, well, so all of a sudden pops up and this person is typing and then they said, are you there? So I said, yeah, I am. And I explained the problem. And to make a long story a little shorter, it took about 20 minutes. But 20 minutes of dealing with somebody as opposed to 20 minutes on hold, it's a whole different ballgame. And not only did the person deal with it, but they actually owed me money, which was really nice, and got it all taken care of, and it was really nice. And so the person, I still don't know if it was a male or female, because they weren't talking with me. They were just typing to me. And it was a name. It was one of those names that could be anything. Dysemi or something. D-Y-C-E-M-I. I've never even heard that name of you before.
No, never.
I think it's probably somebody's initials or something. Mm-hmm. Or don't call me, I'll call you or something. I don't know what it is. Yeah, right. I'm not going to use my real name. And so I think it's taken care of. So that was good. That was triumph number one. Took a while, but got it done. And then I woke up earlier in the morning. I have one of these really odd kitchen fixtures. When I moved in this apartment, I did some minimal kind of. What I've done in some places is just started from, you know, ripped up from the floor to the ceiling and just redid everything. In this one, I didn't. I just replaced some fixtures. Like, it had a really ugly fluorescent light in the kitchen, and fluorescent lights makes everybody look yellow, and I already am yellow enough looking anyway. I'm already pale enough. So I put in this kind of cool light, and it does all these kind of things, like it can do disco light, which I had no interest in whatsoever. But you can dim it, and it's kind of attractive looking, whatever. Well, a light bulb burned out in it. And, of course, it's not one of the, like, GEs that you can just kind of, you know, put on it. So I was, and you're going to have to get up on the ladder, and I'm a little clumsy, and I thought, okay. So I finally, for some reason this morning, got up really early. In fact, it was still dark out, and I thought, do not get up on a ladder in the dark. That's just asking for trouble.
Might not be a good idea.
You know, Manny will be so mad at me if, you know, when it goes on and, you know, I'm in traction or screaming, I can't get up or something. So I decided to wait at least till the sun came up. And I took that out, and then I thought, okay, now what do I do? Because I have to go to a store and find it. It's an odd bulb. It's a double prong, like, little weirdy, strange thing. And I started looking, and I not only did I find it, I found about 12 of them. I have no idea where they came from, but apparently I've had them for quite some time. And it turned out that I'd taken out the wrong bulb. It was very early in the morning. I'm not a morning person. But the point being, I replaced the wrong one I took out and put, and it worked. So that's, and I didn't fall off. And so you're not mad at me because there are no concussions involved. I didn't fall off anything.
That's good.
That was good. And there was one other minor triumph today. But so I'm feeling like I should buy a lottery ticket. There we go.
Yeah.
I went to the BAFTA Awards last night, you know, which is the British Academy of Film and Television Actors.
Okay.
And that was really fun. It turns out the Brits give much better speeches than we do. They swear a lot. The F-bomb was dropped quite a lot. Cuba Gooding Jr. kissed Stephen Fry on the lips, which was pretty interesting.
Wow.
And it certainly scared the living daylights out of Stephen Fry. And but they can't dress. They have the most horrible clothing of anybody you've ever seen. So I decided we could make a lot of money just taking a few fashion consultants over to Britain. But they don't care. I mean, the nice thing about British women, you know, American women, they figure if there's even a minor moment of fat on you, you're going to, you know what, do you know what Spanx is, or whatever? Do you know what a Spanx is?
I have no idea.
All right, guys, listen up, because all the women in your life know what a Spanx is. A Spanx is what our grandmothers called a girdle, except it's not rubber, it's spandex.
Okay.
And basically, you can get them apparently in a number of different sizes, that they can either go from mid-thigh to just under your bra line, or they can apparently, basically, it's just kind of, it's kind of, I suppose, it's like control top pantyhose or something, except they've expanded it. And everybody, whenever you go to an awards banquet, somebody's always talking about their Spanx line. And sometimes you can actually see them if you look, because it gives women, in theory, it takes everything from essentially underneath your bust line to your mid-thigh and flattens it out, which is a good thing, especially if you're wearing something that's you want to look like sleek. British women couldn't care less. They just have rolls here and rolls there. An American woman, you know, covered up, you know, and I think Julianne Moore got up and said, "I'm really starving," because she had a fairly tight dress on, and I'm sure she hasn't eaten for 3 days. Mm. British women don't care. That was one of my favorite experiences. A couple of years ago, I went to a spa in Vermont, and instead of doing things like giving you massages and pedicures, you climb mountains. And I thought, well, you know, I'm in relatively good shape, and there are all these little Canadian women who are down, and they were all, you know, significantly heavier, older than I was, and they all had this great jewelry and beautiful hair and whatever. And I thought, oh, come on. And, you know, so we'd climb a mountain, and they'd be going up like billy goats, and I'd be going, because Canadian women don't work out in the same way. They do things like ski and climb, and they actually use their bodies in meaningful ways as opposed to at a gym, you know, or aerobics. And it was one of those really humiliating moments where you think, maybe we need to kind of redesign how we think about exercise and health and whatever. Because these women were not, if you looked at them, you didn't think, wow, they've been working out. But they were in much better cardio shape than I was. And, you know, I worked out and I was in pretty good shape. And was, but they, just a whole different way of using your body, climbing up and down things. This was not Stairmaster. This was climbing a mountain. And they could do it. And I could do it, but just barely. And they weren't even breaking a sweat with their jewelry and their hair and everything. So it was a lesson in humility, which, you know, I think lessons in humility are much to be valued. I think that's how we grow and learn and stuff like that. So, all right. So we have one example. We want to know what today in history is. Why don't we do that? Today is Bagel Day, which don't eat bagels, folks. What can I tell you? They're just, you might as well eat a donut. They're incredibly fattening. Okay, I've now gotten a whole bunch of people on my, I'm going to be on their hit list. It's a clean out your computer day. I guess that means get rid of some of the files.
Yep.
And National Toothache Day. They all seem to me to be a pain in the neck day. So, you know, you can ignore all of those, right? Bagels are fattening. Your computer is just going to be boring. And your toothache, oh, please, you know, go see your dentist and brush your teeth and floss. All right, it turns out that in 1825, because there was no majority of electoral votes, John Quincy Adams became president because of the U.S. House of Representatives elected him. Boy, that would be awful, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Nobody really wanted me.
We got to put somebody there, so.
Okay, we might as well, you know, John Q., let's, you know, whatever.
Let's go with that guy.
Yeah, look, he's probably innocuous. We can probably control him better than anybody else. Jeff Davis, on the same day in 1861, was elected to provisional president of the CSA, the Confederate States of America, mm-hmm. by convention. In 1870, Ulysses S. Grant signed a joint resolution establishing the U.S. Weather Bureau. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Established the Weather Bureau? I didn't either. Mm-hmm. Grover Cleveland signed a bill elevating the United States Department of Agriculture to a cabinet-level agency. Boo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Department of Agriculture is a real problem in this country. Subsidies. Here's a good one. In 1895, William G. Morgan created a game called Mintonette. Do you know what Mintonette is? You probably peeked.
I did.
Volleyball. 42, daylight savings time was reinstated. And the Beatles made their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. So there you go. Mm-hmm. All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, you had an email that you wanted to share with me?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go over an email. We've got a couple here. We've got quite a few over the weekend, actually. But I will share this one.
I know everybody gets shyer and shyer. I was talking with someone about over the weekend, and I said, you know, we get a huge number. Like, we'll put something up, and we got like 100 responses in an hour. And people will email and Facebook, but people aren't calling as much. He said, oh, yeah, it's true every place. Nobody calls anybody. And I was talking with one of my daughter's friends said, oh, yeah. I mean, she and her boyfriend don't even call each other. They just text each other. I mean, nobody calls anybody anymore. I like talking with people.
Yeah.
I like it in my personal life. I like it in my professional life. Call me, folks. But, I mean, I guess that's what people are doing. Do you call people in your own life?
Yeah, on occasion. I think it's a good, for me personally, I think it's a good mix between calling and texting. But, you know, I'm certainly in total favor of talking to people on the phone.
You know, one of my really good friends who moved out of state almost never calls me and texts me regularly. And I'm thinking, you know, and every once in a while I just pick up the phone and call him. But, I mean, I like talking with people. What can I tell you? Yeah. All right, I'm whining. All right, tell me what the email is.
All right, this is from Dottie in Georgia. Dottie says, Dear Dr. Joy, I have an awesome boyfriend. He's supportive, super talented, smart, and loving. The only thing is, he lacks ambition and is 32 years old and has not gotten a job. He has a master's in architecture, but hates the idea of a 9-to-5. He's been doing freelance carpentry work and paintings for some income. He currently lives at home. I push him to job search often, but don't know how to motivate him further. I wouldn't say I'm the most ambitious person, but I have dreams and want a boyfriend/spouse that can share and support that. Two questions. What can I do to make this work, or is this relationship doomed? We have been dating for 4 years, part of the time he was working on his master's.
Dottie, my darling, he's a great boyfriend. You're telling me he's supportive and cute and loving and sensitive. He's not the man for you for the long term because you're looking for, unless all right, here's the story. Let me tell you. I had some friends I knew years ago. And he was very much like your boyfriend. He was sweet and kind and gentle, and he had not an ounce of ambition in him. She, on the other hand, was a firecracker. She loved working. She was ambitious. She was smart, and they had a child. She came to the marriage with two kids. He'd never been married. He was probably like your boyfriend, except he was older. And he loved her to distraction. And she loved him. So her two boys, he was a great stepfather. He was hands-on. He loved the boys. He went to ball games with them. They had a child together. He stayed home with the child and was a great house dad. But she wanted both. She wanted all the sensitivity of him and all the caring and all the... He was a much better cook than she was. But she also is the generation that grew up, and sounds like you're tinged with it as well, was thinking the man should be the provider and he should make a living. And if she'd been able to accept that, you know, that he was a great wife, they would have been okay. She couldn't. The marriage did not survive. And, honey, if you're looking for somebody, if you're looking for an equal partner, if you're looking for somebody who will bring home half the bacon or maybe more, I don't think this is the guy for you. He's in his 30s already. I don't know how old you are. He's charming. He's still living at home, which means he's probably very sensitive. He'll be great at taking care of elderly parents. He'd be great at taking care of kids. He's never going to be what you want him to be. So he's a great boyfriend. He won't forget your birthday. He'll compliment you. He'll notice when you get your hair cut. He'll work out with you. But it isn't who he is. If you can accept that, except that you're going to be the one who makes the money. He may get part-time jobs. He'll be charming. Your friends will all love him. He'll keep the house clean. He's probably handy. Well, he obviously was a carpenter. If you can accept that that's who he is, that's groovy. If you want someone to be a co-equal with you intellectually and economically, move on, because that's not who he is, and you're not going to be able to motivate him, and you don't want to threaten him, and you don't want to make him miserable, and you don't want him to make you miserable. He's not the man for you, unless you can accept that he's going to be the wife. He'll get your passport ready. He'll have food ready for you. He'll keep the house clean. He'll pick up the kids from school. He'll remember your mother's birthday. But you're going to have to bring home, and he may get a job and from time to time and bring in some money. And but that's not who he is. And again, you know, I think we've, as women, we're sort of asking difficult things of our men because we're asking them to be really both John Wayne and Alan Alda, or I'm trying to think who's a model equivalent. I don't know, Justin Bieber just doesn't quite make it for me. But we're asking them to be kind of strong, silent, manly men who sort of will take care of us, and that includes economically. And also never forget our birthdays and sort of know what we're thinking and say exactly the right thing and be nice to our mothers. You can't, they're not, they're really very different characteristics. It's like a friend of mine said she was about your age and she just couldn't find a man that she liked. And I said, what are you looking for? So, well, I want somebody who is wildly successful and puts me first. And I said, unless he's, you know, your dad's or your grandfather's age, it's not going to happen. Because if he's wildly successful, he's wildly successful most likely because he's putting in long hours of work. And if he puts you first, he's not going to put in those long hours of work. You can't do both. So figure out what you really want. And if you really love this dude, and you can accept the fact that you're going to make more money than he does, you're going to make more. There may be long periods of time where he doesn't work, but that there'll be sweat equity. He'll keep your house clean. He'll get your laundry taken care of. He'll be a great wife for you if you can accept that, without demeaning him. Then you've got a possibility here. If not, I'd move on. And you can always like him. You can always love him, but he's not your mate. Because you're going to make each other miserable. You can't motivate somebody to be ambitious. You can't motivate somebody to want to work. And, you know, he may get lucky. He may sort of come up with an idea that will make a lot of money. And but again, I mean, that's I'd buy a lottery ticket before I do that, because at least the lottery ticket's not going to be hurt when you rip it up and throw it away because it didn't come through for you. You're not going to feel the same way about him. You're looking for characteristics that are just not who he is. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.